following broadcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Working 24-8, a podcast show all about the life and legacy of NBA legend Kobe Bryant. Many of you know him as the man that dropped 81 points on the Toronto Raptors, or the guy that took over the Los Angeles Lakers, but there is a lot more to him than that. Kobe Bryant was a human being, someone who impacted the world, and I'm excited to share that side of him. Let's get right to it. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Working 24-8, all about the life and legacy of NBA superstar Kobe Bean Bryant. And I know that I mentioned last episode that I was going to be doing an interview with a Kobe Bryant superfan, but we've had some technical difficulties with some of the interfaces in recording. So needless to say, I had to go borrow an interface from a fellow podcaster and had to postpone our interview for next week. So I'm sorry to report that, guys, but you know, things happen, life happens, but we're just gonna get this show on the road. This week's episode randomly came up with this topic, but it was where I was, how I reacted, what I was doing when I heard that Kobe Bryant passed away. So I guess we can start at the get-go. It was 2020, in January of 2020, right before everything just hit the fan with COVID. Honestly, I think that Kobe Bryant's death was one of the forerunners, the front runners, whatever the word is, but the precursors, that's the word. The precursors to things just going wrong, and I think it's kind of ironic. Whatever you believe in, everything happens for a reason, but not to say that Kobe Bryant's death was at all, or should have happened at all, but you can say that it was definitely a precursor to what all happened in 2020. But I guess we can start off with the date. So Kobe Bryant passed away on January 26th in 2020, and he was on a helicopter flying from Orange County to a tournament. One of his daughter and the coach, the Mambacitas, that he was coaching, had a tournament at Mamba Sports Academy. I don't know if you remember or tuned in to when I was talking about Mamba Sports Academy and how I worked for Kobe for a summer, and before it went back to Sports Academy after his passing. But there was a tournament, and since he lived in Orange County, instead of avoiding or driving through the traffic on the I-5 or the 405, whatever freeway from Orange County to Thousand Oaks, California, where Mamba Sports Academy is, Kobe decided to take a couple of his players and their parents on a helicopter and fly, or helicopter, I don't know if you fly in a helicopter, but helicopter to Mamba Sports Academy. And unfortunately, due to weather or something like, I think it was bad weather conditions that day to fly safely on a helicopter, and the pilot didn't think that it was going to be that bad. But the pilot, Era Zobayan, I think that's how you pronounce his last name, the pilot thought it was safe to fly. So it was all good to go, and I don't really know the duration from Orange County to Thousand Oaks on a helicopter, but it's probably about 20-30 minutes. So unfortunately, the weather did something with the engine or took the helicopter off course, and the helicopter crashed in Calabasas, California, which is about 15-20 minutes from Mamba Sports Academy in Thousand Oaks. And aboard the plane was obviously Kobe Bryant. He was 41 at the time. His 13-year-old daughter Gianna Bryant, John Altobelli, his wife Carrie, and their daughter and teammate of Gigi, Alyssa Altobelli, was also on the helicopter and ended up passing away. Christina Mosser and Sarah Chester, her daughter, and Peyton, who was also another teammate of Gigi, and then the pilot obviously passed away as well. So it was kind of all of a sudden, and honestly, I don't think when the helicopter crashed, it was kind of like not a standstill, but it wasn't. Like, everyone knew Kobe Bryant was on a helicopter that day and knew immediately that the helicopter had crashed. And it seemed like a routine trip to a basketball tournament that ended in a tragedy. And obviously firefighters were on the scene, but the helicopter crashed and everyone passed away in the helicopter. So I believe I was in church. It was a Sunday, so I was in church with my now ex-boyfriend, and one of my teammates, I was attending Azusa Pacific and playing basketball there in 2020 at the time. One of my teammates, we were talking about something randomly from the night before. I lost my car keys at a team bonding event, if you want to call it that. And she was there and trying to help me find my car keys. And randomly she texts me and she's like, "So Kobe died?" And I thought she was joking, to be honest, because like, Kobe was in perfect health. You know, he was living a pretty good life in retirement, you know, coaching his daughter's basketball team, owning a multi-million dollar franchise, and everything was going pretty well. And I thought she was kidding. But then my ex-boyfriend, you know, was on his phone, and ESPN was blowing things up and, you know, saying that allegedly Kobe Bryant, both of his daughters at first died in the helicopter crash. And then, you know, obviously when news comes out, I believe MTV was the first news, if you even call it MTV news, but MTV was the first stream to publicize it. And I know well enough to not really believe MTV. I mean, it's not that they're a credible source, but it's kind of like a different... It's not as credible as ESPN or Bleacher Report or any of those sports type publicized... I don't know what the word is. I'm stumbling on the word, clearly. But it was just really random. It was just almost too random, you know? Like I said, no one really knew that Kobe was... at least, obviously, Kobe's family and everyone's family of the people that were on the helicopter knew that they were taking the helicopter, but no one else in the world really knew that. And I didn't really want to believe it because Kobe's my favorite basketball player of all time. You know, imagine if you're a music fan and have a favorite musician, or you can even compare this to when Michael Jackson died and in 2009, or any other Prince, any famous person really, but Kobe Bryant, one of the best NBA basketball players, professional athletes to ever live, pass away. Seems so crazy. And you know, all of a sudden everything, you know, we're leaving church, and I remember talking to my ex-boyfriend's family, and we're saying, you know, do you know Kobe died? Everyone's saying Kobe died, Kobe died, Kobe died. And I remember his parents just saying, you know, just wait until it's finalized and don't believe everything you say. Obviously, that is perfect advice, because you never really want to, you want to hear it from a credible source. So once ESPN, ABC, all of those news reporters started talking about Kobe passing away, and then all the people that passed away in the helicopter, it all just started to become real. And it was kind of sad, actually really sad, because you go on social media and my whole Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat feed, everywhere was RIP Kobe Bryant, RIP Gigi, RIP Kobe Bryant. And, you know, it's hard seeing that, especially for me, because I grew up watching Kobe, idolizing Kobe. He's all over my walls at home. You know, it was surreal. It was sad. It was heartbreaking. You know, you could only imagine, you know, Vanessa, his wife, and Natalia, and Capri, and, you know, they just had a newborn baby too, you know, and Vanessa is just having to take on that, and, you know, just how much attention that she would get from Kobe, unwanted attention for that matter, from Kobe's death. It's kind of hard to take in, if I'm being honest, and I can never imagine what she went through, and just the whole world kind of just was put on pause, and Kobe Bryant's death and everyone else who died in the helicopter, you know, was all over the news. And it was national television, and, you know, there was different investigations that were trying to put a puzzle together about what the pilot did, if it was a pilot's fault or if it was meticulous. And, you know, it just seemed like an average day, and then it just turned into the best player, or one of the best basketball players to ever live, just dying. And I don't know, I'm trying to look at, you know, pictures of the helicopter, and, you know, all these pictures of people in Kobe Bryant's jerseys, and all the flowers, and the vigilant memorials, and descriptions of, you know, the pilot, and the different people on the helicopter, and all these murals. Like, I'm looking at a mural that's in Los Angeles, and it's a picture of Kobe Bryant and Gigi just looking so happy together. And, you know, it makes you put in perspective just how quickly your life can change. And especially just, no one would expect this to happen to Kobe. I mean, he was at an NBA basketball game. I think it was when LeBron was first on the Lakers, and the Lakers were playing some team, I'm not sure. But, you know, Kobe was with Gigi, and Kobe, you know, went up to LeBron and gave him a hug, and obviously gave good wishes and stuff. And then the next week he passes away in a helicopter accident. It's just, it definitely was a lot to take in. And then with everything that followed with COVID and other deaths, it definitely, everyone was questioning, you know, Kobe Bryant was one of the first bad things to happen in 2020. And this just goes back to why I'm doing this podcast, why I play basketball, why I love Kobe. It's just how he's inspirational. And you can't help but to be inspired by the person Kobe was, is, and will forever, and forever will be. You know, just the amount of people that spoke at his funeral, Michael Jordan, his wife, Sabrina Ionescu, who played at Oregon, is now playing in the WNBA in New York. Just the impact he had on those people, and the impact he had on the world. If you don't know who Kobe Bryant is at this point in your life, then I don't know, you might be living under a rock, to be honest. But definitely was a hard day. I remember my whole team talking about it, shedding some tears and just remembering Kobe Bryant. And you know, it's tough to think about your favorite NBA or your favorite basketball player just dying like that. I don't know. But I'd like to take a moment of silence for Kobe Bryant, born August 23rd, 1978 to January 26th, 2020. I appreciate the moment of silence, and unfortunately, that is all the time that we have today. I feel like I'm ending on a bad note, but you know, Kobe wouldn't want us to just sit and be sappy and sad about his death. He'd want us to remember the type of person he was, is, and will be forever. The Mamba mentality he had, and just the impact he had on the world. And I'm excited to continue to share that with you. I'm excited to interview, hopefully, the Kobe superfan the following episode. But until then, thank you for listening to this episode of Working 24/8, The Life and Legacy of Kobe Bryant. I'm excited to share with you guys more. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And as always, peace, love, and Mamba out.